and welcome to this special podcast episode recorded during the Youth Green Conference 2025 in Austria. We're a group of young people who came together for 1 week to explore nature, learn from each other, and brainstorm together on how we can create a better future.
Today's hosts are Nazari, Elisiana, and me, Marilyn.
The theme of this episode is respect nature, but what does that really mean and how can we youngsters help to conserve nature? That's what we want to explore in this episode.
So let's begin with the principles of respect nature. The first one is know where you go. So before you're going anywhere, no matter where, you need to know where you are and where you're going to be going. So better have a map. Stay on the trails because one step to the right, one step to the left, and you're already lost. The third one is minimize camping impact. So no leaving trash, no leaving the territory like there it was damaged. When you come, you do your things, and then you're leaving the area like it was before. Keep nature clean, as I said before. No leaving trash. Better bring everything you brought with yourself. You're taking with yourself back. Make fire responsible. Do not put a fire on some dry grass or in the not needed areas so you wouldn't damage the forest. Show respect. Do not, when, for example, you see maybe some architecture or some things that you think are fragile, better not touch it. Just look, maybe take a photo, but better avoid it. Seven is respect wildlife. When you see an animal, do not try to disturb it. Better just maybe do a sound to scare it, or maybe just walk away. Respect others, because every time you're making yourself in danger, you're making everyone from your team in danger too. And the last one is respect livestock protection. Remember that when you're exploring the forest or some land you never was before, there could be places where are sheep, cows are eating, and better to not try to climb to them, try to pat them, because there could be events that could be electric. Do not try to touch it, and there could be dogs that are meant to protect them.
During the Young Green Conference, we implement all of these principles while being outdoors, and we also learned a lot about nature, respecting others, and taking care of wildlife. For example, in Carnivore Bears workshop. Let's hear what the other participants learning during the week.
So I'm here with
Daniel.
So Daniel, what activity did you do now?
We did like a dialogue about protecting nature.
And what do you think about Erasmus so far?
I think Erasmus is a good organization that can help youngsters to know how to protect nature and rules about wildness.
So today is here with us
Sergio from Spain.
Hi Sergio. So what did you learn today?
I learned about the biosphere and also I learned about bees.
Do you like the Erasmus?
Yeah, I'm loving this project.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ola.
Do you think your daily actions impact nature? How?
Yes, in my opinion, everyday choices are really important. So, for example, we can use public transports or, for example, a bike instead of cars, or just reuse some, I don't know, bottles, reuse the plastic things. So, if everyone follows the rules, then it will really change the nature.
What do you see as the biggest environmental problem today?
So in my opinion, the biggest environmental problem right now is climate change, because it is really hard for all of the nature habits and animals to change the way they live due to be able to survive in the nature.
And finally, how can we motivate more people to care for the planet?
So I think that we can teach people in simple ways and show them how caring for nature also can help them. So, for example, we can show that recycling keeps the city more clean, using less plastics and reusing it saves money, and planting trees, for example, makes the air more fresh.
On one of the days of our week in Austria, we met Catherine, who is a member of Biosphere Reserve Lungau. We learned a lot of stuff about how Biosphere works, how different parts it has, and now we want you to listen to the interview with her.
So, Catherine, what do you do?
I work for the Biosphere Reserve and I'm responsible for the educational part.
So, today you presented us something about the Biosphere. And do you think the young people are aware of
the Biosphere Reserve?
Yes.
I think here in the Lungau we work very closely with our partner schools and kindergartens. So I go there a few times a year. They know at least me, and I always tell them the same thing: what to do with our environment and how special the place is where we get to live. And I think that is something they take away. Yeah.
And what are the feedbacks from the young people when you represent them?
Well, the feedbacks are mostly when you show someone how beautiful their place to live is, they usually get it in a way. It's the same thing when you go away for a while and you come back home and you see how great it is at home. I think that is something that they take with them, and I think that's the feedback I'm mostly getting.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
A lot of reflections the youngest took home with them from the conference. Also, thanks to our interviewers Olga, Vid and Jon. We participated in many workshops, like a meeting with students from Sakartvelo and practicing water engineering with Leslie. What was your favorite moment of this week?
Whoa, that's difficult, but I think it was when we explored the outdoor park. Let's also ask the others about their favorite moment of the Young Green Conference.
Hello, I'm here with
Matej.
So, Matej, what was your favorite moment on the Erasmus?
My favorite moment was probably right here in the woods at the river. It's very beautiful because the water is very clear and it has some fish in it.
Hello, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Dasha.
What was your favorite moment of the Youth Green Conference?
So, I enjoyed the activities at the Lungau Park, especially the zipline one. And also, I enjoy jumping on the trampoline near our hotel.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Irina.
What was your favorite moment at the Young Green Conference?
I think I will find an answer to this question later, because I will be processing the whole conference and all great 7 days. And for now, I can say that there were many great moments, and I was really happy to see engaged young people and how young people from different countries were talking to each other.
What's your name?
Marilyn.
And what was your favorite moment of the Youth Green Conference?
Well, I think it was the beekeeping, because firstly we learned a lot of stuff about flowers, different plants, how to do a biological calendar. It could be useful not only for the special thing for making a brand or anything, but also for just knowledge.
What's your name?
Jan.
And what was your favorite moment of the Youth Green Conference?
My favorite moment was probably the first day when we went to the adrenaline park, and there was zipline and other fun activities.
And what is your name?
My name is V.
And what was your favorite moment of the Youth Green Conference?
I think my favorite moment was when we were at the river and we needed to protect the made-up grandma, and we needed to build some dams in a model of a river.
What's your name?
My name is Julia.
And what was your favorite moment of your screen conference?
I think my favorite moment was when I played the DJ in the disco night and I found many songs that all of the people from all of the countries knew, and they danced all together and they showed each other their local dances. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As our week at the Young Green Conference comes to an end, we are living with more than just memories. We are living with a deeper connection to nature and to each other.
The idea of respecting nature is not just about protecting it. It's about listening, learning, and changing how we live.
Thank you for listening to our podcast from the Young Green Conference. We hope it inspired you to reflect on your own relationship with nature. Make sure to listen to all the previous parts.